إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, Allah gave us the mentioned the resources we need for this dunya wal akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those people, Alladhina idha dhukir Allahu wajilat qulubuhum والصابرين على ما أصابهم والمقيم الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. So four qualities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those whose hearts tremble when Allah is mentioned, and those who are patient under whatever afflicts them. والصابرين على ما أصابهم, who have sabr when they have musibah, masaib. Wal muqim is salat, and who establish the salah. Wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqoon, and who spend from what we have given them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned four qualities of the believers, and he told us about how these qualities, that he mentioned these qualities with respect to our resources in this dunya wal akhirah. So four things. One is the fundamental of all goodness, the sign of the muwahid, the sign of the person who is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is that the mention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has an effect on that person. The heart trembles means what? The heart trembles means that heart trembles out of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the desire to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fear of offending Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of angering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the expectation and the anticipation of reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the trembling of the heart is a sign of being connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second quality which Allah mentioned was to have sabr when there are difficulties. And sabr, as I have mentioned before, is to make every effort that we need to make to tackle that difficulty, and then to have tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about it. Not to complain, not to moan and groan about it, not to be afraid, not to be depressed, but to make all the effort, also not to sit without making effort. So sabr when they have masaib, and that sabr cannot come unless we are connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the condition of the heart is mentioned before the issue of sabr. And then the person who has sabr, his natural tendency is to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala formally, which is salah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this, istayinu bis sabri wa salah. Sabr and Salah are also mentioned here in this ayat, as well as it was mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ista'inu bis sabri wa salah. So it's Sabr and Salah is mentioned, and again it's mentioned in the same sequence, which is Sabr first and then Salah. So first the effort and then the dua. First the effort and then asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, there's no dua without effort. So make effort and then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Sabr. And after sabr, salah. And after salah, so therefore establishment of salah, not praying when we feel like praying, not praying in a hurry and so on, establishment of salah. We spend so much time and energy thinking about, how to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and so on. And then in the salah, we try to do it quickly, we hurry up. So we should not do that. We should be tranquil. If there is no peace, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Aqimu salata li dhikri. Establish salah for my dhikr, for my remembrance. And if we don't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in salah, then where will we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So, salah with tranquility, with calmness. And then, وَمِمَا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and those who spend from what we have given them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you have difficulty, in terms of wealth, if there is constrained circumstances, if you are having money issues, he said, give sadaqah. Spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here again Allah is saying the same thing, which is, when you have masaib, then people who have sabr, who make salah and who spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Giving charity, spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads to the cooling of the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It leads to maghfira, it leads to forgiveness of sins. So therefore, spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I know that we all, inshallah, alhamdulillah, we take out our zakat, we pay our zakat, we do that in Ramadan, we also do extra charity in Ramadan. All of this is good, but charity is not something to be restricted to Ramadan. Charity is for the whole year. So it's a good idea to give something in charity on a daily basis, even if it is something small. Every day give something, so that if, like we pray 5 times a day, give charity at least once a day, so that we establish that in our life, that a day should not go when I have not given something. The Sahaba had this thing about feeding people also. They used to wait for guests, and if two or three days passed and there is no guest, then they would actually go and ask Rasulullah, is Allah angry with me? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, and Ali asked him, and he said, and Allah said, why are you saying that? Because I haven't had a guest for the last 2-3 days. Imagine, today we have guests, we think they are a nuisance, you know, pain, problem, guests, look after the guests and so on. Allah Kalam, Allah mercy on us. But the Sahaba, for them, the guests were mercy. They realized, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the guest comes, he eats his own rizq, and Allah forgives your sins. He said, apna rizq khata hai aur aapke guna maaf kar raha hai. So these are the signs of belief. If you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you have these beliefs. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to take advantage of these resources and to enable us to benefit from them, and to enable us to practice them in a way that makes our lives in this dunya wal akhirah always better. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.